do begin.
And with that, the show begins. You guys missed the little comment that I made beforehand. I was just talking to somebody on the phone, and you know, sometimes people just kind of test your patience and you're like, oh my God. But hey, it's part of life, right? There's the lows, there's the highs, there's the in-betweens, and then there's those people that just kind of really push your buttons. But nonetheless, we're all human, right? We all make mistakes, and we're occasionally the ones causing that same stress to somebody. So remember that a few episodes ago I said take deep breaths? Well, I have to take that advice into consideration right now. And with that being said, what's up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Man, first and foremost, it's been a very busy last couple of weeks. Some friends and I were currently working on opening up a creative space, a sort of hub where we can go ahead and create content out of, not just for ourselves, but for anybody who's willing, to come in, collaborate, and in a sense, kind of work together and help build something sustainable that can help showcase a variety of different mediums, digital mediums or creative mediums, you know. So I'll definitely make sure to keep you guys updated. And if you're listening to this and if you're interested, obviously send us a direct message. Send me a direct message. We'll get in contact with you when we'll see what we can do, you know. And at the end of the day, it's about really finding a way where we can have a communal impact and try to, you know, just try to bring everybody up together at the same time. That's really what this is about. So stay tuned. I'll let you guys know how that goes. With that being said, today's episode is with Ms. Yellow. She is a muralist and painter. And if you guys haven't had the opportunity to see some of her art, I recommend taking a metro trip down through the Wilmington station, and you'll see some of her art showcased on there. Outside of that, if you find yourself in other countries, somewhere abroad internationally, there's a big possibility that you may also come across some of her work. So I highly suggest to follow her on Instagram, go check out her website, go check out some of her latest artworks. And as always, help support these local artists, help support these local businesses. Today's music, last but not least, is brought to you by Band Aparte with their song Forms. You can find it on Bandcamp and Spotify. And if you dig their stuff, go check out their latest album, Everyone Everywhere. It's available everywhere. So I hope you guys enjoy, and we'll see you guys next week. What is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. Today, my guest is Nuria Ortiz, also known as Miss Yellow. She's a muralist, artist, and man, just a creative person in general. What's up, Nuria? What's up, Miss Yellow?
What's up, Eddie? Orlando? How are you? I'm happy to be on and, you know, just kick it.
Yeah, likewise. I mean, thank you for taking the time. I know it's scheduling is always a big deal, but you know, when somebody comes through, it's always a good thing, because you know you always have the option to just be like, hey, nah, I don't want to do this tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, you know, I'm a little awkward when it comes to interviews, but if I didn't do any art, I probably would never do an interview in my life. But because I do art, and you know, it's like I just try to, you know, talk as much as I can.
Yeah,
you know, we're all a little awkward.
Yeah, which is interesting, because you know, before I do any episode, I kind of like, you know, digging into the background of the specific person I'm gonna have on the show. So you know, so I found some articles online, like in terms of like your artwork and like small kind of short questions and answers type of thing, and I was like, man, there's information, but it's also, there's not a, like, it's not easy to find unless you're like looking for it, you know.
So yeah. I was like, in a sense, I came to this conversation a little unprepared. You know, we're just winging it at this point.
Yeah. No worries.
Yeah, but in terms of your art, I mean, for the people who haven't had the chance to see it, or maybe they have come across it and they just don't know the artist behind it. One of them, I think the one I first heard of was a Metro one out in the Wilmington station, I think.
Oh, yeah. So I did some work with Metro. And so they're like the bus and transportation system in LA. And I did some artwork for them featuring the city of Long Beach. Oh, sorry, the city of Wilmington. You see where my head's at. But so they highlight cities all over LA County. And they asked me to highlight the city of Wilmington, which was super easy for me because I grew up in Wilmington and South Bay. So, that was really fun. And it was really cool to, you know, further put that city on the map. I mean, it's already been on the map, but, you know, just to kind of further, like, show, you know, what the city's about and some of the aesthetic and culture. So that was really special.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I mean, I would think a lot of upcoming artists or artists that have been around for a while, one of their things is to be able to have a piece where people can view it on a daily, you know? You know, and at some point in my life, I was traveling on the train all the time and you just, you know, you're passing through the tunnels, the art inside the tunnels, like all this stuff. And you like really think about, I guess you don't really think about the artist behind that specific painting, you know? You just see the message that's being conveyed through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And it's funny because that's how I found out about that whole program thing with Metro, was taking the Metro, you know, all over LA. And I noticed it because, you know, I feel like as an artist, you kind of notice like more like different things and artistic stuff. And you try to see, oh, who did this or who did that? Maybe I know them. And so I always told myself, like, one day I'll be a part of this, you know, little program thing, you know, and I was invited to do it, so that was pretty cool.
And now, did you get started with this at a young age, or was it something you kind of just little kid, you were just doodling already?
Yeah, I feel like for me, ever since I can remember, art has always been such a big part of me and of my life. It's always been something that I've always been interested in. I'm curious and, you know, obsessing over like colors and, you know, it's just like another language pretty much. Mm-hmm. That's how I took it. And that's how I kind of ran with it when I was little, just like another language, another way to express yourself without using words, because I'm super dyslexic and I was very, you know, self-conscious about myself and speaking in public. That's why, hence the whole interview stuff that I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
But no, art totally helped me to just kind of come out of my shell. So I credit art a lot with helping me, my self-esteem.
No, that's good. You know, I think it's a little interesting because there's a lot of like other people that I've had the chance to talk to, like people who are just in like into some sort of creative medium, right? And like a lot of it comes from like the same thing, like, well, when I was a little kid, it kind of just, you know, I kind of just had it, you know, like there was the inspiration was there, like the passion was there to kind of just express yourself in a visual way.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it always fascinates me, like, where does that come from? And like, there's these videos that I've seen before that says like creativity and like passion and all this stuff, like artistic influence comes from like this other ether and shit.
Yeah.
And like, you know, some people are just more susceptible to receiving that information than others. And it's like this weird interdimensional stuff, but you know, it kind of makes sense. You know, some people are just more sensitive to certain things. That's why we all have different traits and whatnot.
Yeah, no, and it's funny because I've had this conversation with friends where it's like, for example, if you're a lawyer, your perspective is different. Like you see more of this side of things. If you're an artist, like, you know, I notice more color and more this and that, like more, I guess, design features or architectural features when I'm out and about in the city. So I feel like, I don't know, maybe just whatever, like, you're interested in, that's kind of what, you know, where your, how do I say this? Like where your mind is or something, like, yeah, I think. Sorry.
That's cool. It's cool. Now, did you feel like as you grew up, did you have the, the support, like the support around you to kind of pursue the arts, or was it kind of something that was like shunned on? Because I know it's kind of in some households, being a creative isn't like the best thing to do, right? Career.
Yeah. I definitely was shunned. I did have very minimal support, but that's like, you know, like my sister who's like 4 years older than me. So like we kind of grew up, we did grow up together, but she was kind of like the only voice that was telling me you can do it, you can do whatever you want, you know, but it was kind of like in a sea of like so many people telling me that art is unrealistic, you know, it's dumb or it's stupid or, you know, and yeah, like people would be really harsh with me. So growing up, so I think it's really bittersweet in a way because it sucks, you know, like having grown up like that. But at the same time, it kind of reinforced the way that I am and the way that I deal with like community or, you know, the fact that like I want to keep working with like community to like help them realize, hey, anything is possible. Basically, like the opposite of what I went through. Pretty much.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, just being able to provide that platform for, or at least, give people the opportunity to be able to show their skill set. Yeah. And I think I brought this up a few times on the podcast as well. Like, I do graphic design. So like when I first started too, it was very hard for people to just get people's attention, you know, for them to give you work, right? Or like make your own work. So you kind of have to make the experience in order to show it. But at least for my end, it was kind of difficult because people just didn't want to see it in the first place. Yeah. So, you know, I had to start creating my own opportunities and kind of keep going. And now I guess the outcome of that was to create this podcast where I can bring individuals who are trying to like get their voice out or something, and boom, they have a platform where they can, you know, somebody can support them.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I really admire that a lot because I really feel like if the opportunities are not presenting themselves, you need to create the opportunity for yourself.
Yeah.
So I think like that's something that I've always carried with me because of the constant no's I heard in my life. So I always felt like, well, if it's not just going to be, you know, if I can't do this or that, like, then what can I do to like make myself be seen, make myself be, you know, known, or like, you know what I mean? So just, how you said, building up your portfolio, taking it upon yourself. Yeah. And in the beginning, I did do like, you know, free work or, you know, helping out the homies and stuff like that to kind of build that portfolio. And just to kind of like show people like, hey, like I am capable of doing this, look at this, look at that, you know? So yeah, it's like, takes so much sometimes with it.
Yeah. You brought up the whole homies part. I think that's an interesting point too, because sometimes I'm just talking off base from what I see, like postings and stuff, but there's like postings that's, let's say something like, usually your supporters are people who don't know you, and the people who do know you, they're like the ones just like seeing your stuff, you know, like just kind of being from afar, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, in that sense, I just think it's, I don't know what that mentality is, like the whole psychology behind that. Like, just because you know the person.
Yeah. You know what? I've experienced both of that because I do heavily credit my friends for where I am today. And I say that because I feel like credit goes where credit is due. And that's, to be honest, like my homies that push me, that they believed in me before I believed in myself. And that's something that I say over and over and over again, but it's because it's true. Like, there's just no way that there would be a Miss Yella without all my homies talking shit to me, like, come on, Fumo, I know you could paint this, you got it in you, or da da da. And I'm like, no, I don't know what I'm doing. So, like, and they're like those, like, friend for life type of people. I'm still in communication with them, and, you know, they're super dope, and I love them. So,
yeah.
But, like, how you said too, I also know people that they kind of scoff at you from afar, and I mean, but it's all good, man. Like, I feel like any career that you throw yourself into, you're going to experience all that good and the bad. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, what do you want to do? Like, that's cool. Everybody thinks whatever, but like, what do you want to do? You know, but what to satisfy yourself. So I'm very much like that.
No, that's good. No,
I just cancel all that out.
Yeah, you cancel it all out. You just focus, you zone out while you're in that artist zone, you know?
Yeah. That's cool.
So, I mean, at this point, how long has it been that you've done it in a professional sense?
In a professional sense, I would say like 12, 13 years.
Nice.
I did my first mural about 16 years ago at my homie's house. Damn, I pretty much got pushed into doing it. I'm so glad they pushed me to do it. But yeah, like professionally, I'll say like 12, 13 years. Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Now that's a solid time. I mean, that's enough time for you to look back at your old work and see the one that you're doing now and see the progression in terms of anything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a trip. Sometimes I'm like, ooh, I did that. Or other times I'm like, oh shit, that's a cool idea. Let's keep on with that or whatever, you know?
Yeah. But now, how have you been dealing with the whole COVID stuff? I mean, I'm assuming you're the only one that's usually just there doing your thing, you know? It's not like.
Yeah. So it's a trip, to be honest, with all this COVID stuff, because when everything first started, I was actually coming back from a trip to Haiti, and I was working with women out there and some art organization and, you know, painting and workshops and all that stuff. So I was seeing all this stuff happening online and people were freaking out and I kept getting a lot of messages and it was just really crazy. And two days after I got back to LA, the Haitian airport completely shut down. They were like, if you're in Haiti trying to leave, too bad, you're going to stay.
You're gonna be
if
stuck
you're in Florida there. Trying to come to Haiti, too bad, you got to stay over there. Like, so it was really crazy. It made me reflect a lot as far as like, okay, are we good? What do we, you know, what's going on? Yada, yada. But, luckily, you know, something that I noticed is that all this stuff going on, it has made a lot of people look to artists. I don't know, I think some sort of relief, maybe. I think a lot of people that, you know, if they don't know how to communicate themselves, but they can resonate with a piece of artwork. So a lot of people were looking for art and work to be done, which was super amazing, because usually in times of like crisis or anything, art is the first thing that they take away, but art was being put so in the front with all this going on. It was really cool, to be honest, to like not be put in the back burner all the time and, you know, for once be, I guess, valued or something. But, you know, there's organizations like Arts LB who, you know, they took it upon themselves to curate the panels, these wooden panels that were getting put up on like boards that were getting put up on restaurants to protect them. And they were asking artists like, hey, like they were raising money to pay us to paint these boards so that it wouldn't look so depressing. So
gotcha. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So shout out to Arts LB because they're so dope. They have artists back and they were honestly like, I was working a lot because of them. And then, you know, a lot of projects that got put on hold luckily proceeded after a few months went by. So, you know, I like it made me pause a bit, you know, because of everything. But luckily, you know, I didn't stop. And all these people hitting me up and these organizations that were helping artists, you know, it helped me to not stop, to continue my work and for other artists to continue their work. So it hasn't been so bad, to be honest. I'm very grateful to say that, too. Yeah.
No, that's good. Yeah. Like you mentioned with the boarding up. Yeah. I started seeing like that, like a little bit of movement. So like somewhere near downtown, like the downtown Hollywood area, people were just, I don't know if it was like artists being hired to go to do them, but people were just springing up artwork on the stuff, you know, because at the time you saw the place and it did look depressing. It looked like a weird dystopian, I don't know, you know, some Terminator shit.
It was crude. Yeah. I would walk out and I'm just like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Different time for sure. But I think for some of the, I think it was both ways. I'm sure that some artists took the chance to like get their art up on these walls. Also, I think, you know, after Arts LB started doing this, I kept hearing more and more of organizations that started taking this initiative as well. So, And the first time that I was out there painting, this guy, and bless his heart, you know, but he was out there talking to me for like an hour. And you know, I'm like painting and I'm still doing my stuff and I'm having this side conversation with this gentleman. And you know, he's like 6 feet away from me, but he's still talking to me. And at the very end, he told me, he's like, I'm so sorry. I hope I'm not bugging you. He's like, I just haven't talked to anybody at all. And so it's just nice to be outside and have a conversation. And that's why, I mean, you know, people talk to me here and there, whether it's, you know, COVID time or not, you know, even before, people would always like want to talk to me. And it's cool. You know, like I never shut anybody away, you know, and people sometimes just want to talk, and I don't want to be like that person to turn them away. So I keep at my work, but you know what I mean? Keep at my work, but still like talk to them. And
yeah. No, it's cool. I think one of those, one of the coolest experiences every now and then, because sometimes you have like really weird encounters, but it's like when you have like this random conversation with this complete stranger, and it's like, okay, cool. I mean, again, it may be weird, it may be normal, but either way, it's like, okay, interesting.
Yeah, like I'm totally one of those people that I can have long, meaningful conversations with complete strangers on the subway, the train, like the bus, it doesn't matter where, you know what I mean? Like, but me and my boyfriend are very much like that. Like, we're just like, we're sometimes, you know, we just want to like chill listening to our music, but there's other times that we see people just want to talk, and you know, we listen. So it's nice. It's humane. And sometimes people just want to talk, you know, and sometimes they don't have nobody to talk to. So I don't want to close that ear, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those primal things, you know. We need that conversation, you know. Yeah. We need the social aspect of things.
Yeah.
But now, in terms of like what would your influence in terms of how you approach the art? Like, when you're doing this, are you going based off a community approach, or is it more of a, what am I trying to say here? Is there like a message that you're trying to, I guess?
You know, I think that's very much per project basis. Mm-hmm. So some are different than others. So sometimes I get hired on behalf of a community to, you know, do something a little specific. With my style and everything, but sometimes it's a little more specific where the community, you know, wants to be involved, or we would like to open the door for them to be involved. And then there's other times when it's just like, look, here's the budget. You could do whatever you want. Sometimes they'll set limits, like maybe no this or that, or maybe, you know, you're free to do whatever. So it's kind of a per project basis. Also too, I think it's where my mind is at the moment, but a lot of my murals are, I try for them to be optimistic, hopeful, colorful, something that could get your mind out of any type of funk that might be in your head, just because that's the way that I noticed art when I was little. Like, I would be in all these settings with like my mind just full of noise, you know, and then it just completely goes away when I see this beautiful piece of artwork and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. You know what I mean? So it's like, it just depends, I guess. Yeah.
No, that was a really good description of it. I mean, it's just like that. Like you said, that there's a noise, and when you see something that just kind of captivates your senses like that, you're like, holy shit, okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah. For that moment, you're just in that quiet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's pretty cool. And I mean, you've had a chance to do murals like international, right? I think you've done something in Japan, like Europe.
Yeah.
How were those experiences?
Honestly, it was really amazing. And I think that, you know, also to the people that came with me, which are female artists, muralists, grafiteras, whatever they would like to be called. But, you know, it's like women traveling together. We all love to paint. We all like, we're all community based. You know, we all do things with the youth. And also we just love to get to know different cultures and not be so closed off to what the world has to offer. Because there's so much out there. There's so much beauty. There's so much, like, really cool things if you just open your mind to it. And yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, it was cool. Like, the Japan trip, for example, I went with some girlfriends. And, you know, we kind of had, like, a very loose schedule. just of like certain cities we want to hit up, you know, Kyoto, Osaka, Tokyo, and others. And from there, we just kind of, you know, we just try to paint in between, you know, as much as we can. And, you know, you'll get your no's, but you also get your yeses. And those yeses are like, all right, cool. Like, let's go paint some shit, you know? But yeah, that one we funded ourselves because we all had wanted to go to Tokyo for such a long time. And so we were like, you know what? Like, we created that opportunity for ourselves. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
back to what we were saying earlier, like, you wait for the opportunity, you just create it yourself. So we just said, hey, we want to go to Japan. Like, let's do it for ourselves. And if we could paint out there, that's dope. If we can, no worries. Like, we're out there, you know, we're learning, we're experiencing. So,
yeah, I love that. No, that's awesome. You know, going back, bringing it back a little bit to the conversation with the whole, like the youth stuff. Like, I wanted, you touched earlier about going out. What was it? You said Haiti. Okay. How did you get involved with that? Is that like art related or was it something that you kind of just.
Yeah. You know, so decided to. Haiti. I mean, I would have never thought. I'm actually going back this March.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I was actually in Mexico for a month last year in February before all the COVID stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was out there doing like a mural project with an organization out there, also community-based workshops and all this stuff. And then I got a message from an art director in Haiti talking about like his project and stuff like that. And I had heard about his project before. And he had asked me if I wanted to go and like teach women, you know, techniques and how to paint on a wall. And it's like, of course, like this is like such an amazing opportunity. And, you know, if you kind of understand what's going on out there, like politically and women as well, you know, it's something that like it's worth it. It's super worth it. You know, it's worth to go out there. It's worth to like, you know, work with the community and teach these women these things. And yeah, so I hit up my homie who had actually gone before, I think it was like the year before. And I just asked him like, hey, like, how was it? And, you know, he just gave me like the lowdown, like it's super dope. Like, you know, the people are really like down and, you know, they protect you. And just because it's not so safe for women out there. And I went and it was amazing. I took my homegirl with me. They asked me if I can, you know, get somebody who does graffiti, a woman who does graffiti and, you know, teach kind of like some lettering to the women out there. And I, without hesitation, I thought, oh, my homegirl, Lucy, she's a grafitera, little vando. I love her to death. And we had a good time out there. Honestly, we made connections and it was really beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. And another wrap around to a previous point is like the opportunity part. Like you said, you know, if we can't sit around all the time and wait for the opportunities to kind of come to us, right? Like we have to take control of that and make those opportunities. And I think one that kind of just slips through the cracks there is, you know, sometimes we do have the opportunities coming right at us, but there's like these hesitations in us that we're like, let me think about it.
Yeah.
Before you know it, the opportunity passed and you're like, fuck, I should have done it, you know, and then it's that regret that you kind of just lingers after the fact, you know, for not making a decision or just, again, not being open to the opportunities that are coming at you just because they don't fit your narrative at the moment.
I think also too, there's a lot of self-doubt. There's a lot of self-doubt, not just within artists, but just people in general. Like we all experience self-doubt. We're all a little unsure about ourselves or our practices and, you know, like nobody wants to look dumb. Everybody wants to do the best that they can do and all that. So, you know, there have been times where, you know, I have kind of self-sabotaged. You know, we are always our own worst enemy. That's why I never care what anybody says about me because I feel like I love myself and I hate myself. Like, what do you got to tell me? You know what I mean? That I haven't already told myself. Yeah. So it's like, but I kind of learned to just, not, you know, just to embrace it, you know. So it actually kind of goes with my murals too, where I said it before, where I love being afraid of my walls, because that's when I know that, like, I'm growing. Once I'm comfortable, it's like, okay, like, I can knock this out, whatever, you know. But it's like, it's that fear, that intimidation of like, damn, this is like, this is really big, you know, this is like a big project and I can't mess up. Oh my God. And you know what I mean? So it's like, I have learned to, instead of being doubtful, you know, yeah, like still be doubtful. It's, you know, it's human nature, but take it on while you're being that doubtful. Like, don't let that doubt hold you back. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you could feel however you feel, scared, afraid, whatever, intimidated, but still pursue it and still, like, you know, take every, like, every level of the project, take it on. Every problem that arises, like, you just take it on until you're done. And then it's like, you're still doubting yourself even when you're almost done. And then when you're done, it's like, oh shit, I did this. All right. That wasn't too bad, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It's like, it makes sense in my head. So I'm sorry if it doesn't make sense to you guys, but
no, like, it made perfect sense. Yeah.
I've just kind of learned to, like, just go through it.
Yeah.
Really quick. I had like this project a few years ago in San Pedro where I painted this house and it was pretty big. I mean, it was like, the house was like on top of like all these stairs, but on the way up, it's like this whole wall, like it's super big and humongous. And I was telling the people that, you know, the owners hit me up if I could paint something. And I was like, yeah, sure. And I went to go see it. And in my mind, I was like, what the hell? This is super big. How the hell am I going to do this? And they were saying they're down to, like, you know, get a lift, all that stuff for me. But I have to be the one to, like, get all that set in motion. So I'm just like, dude, I don't know, like, anything about this shit. You know, I've driven so many boom lifts and scissor lifts, but to actually order one and deal with all these people, like, it was just such a headache and a half. And but they didn't know all this. They didn't know how I felt inside. I didn't tell them. It's okay. They don't have to know. They just know that's going to get done.
Yeah.
And what happened at the end was it got done.
No, that's what it's about. Yeah.
Yeah. So every time I pass by it, I'm like, oh, like, I look at it and it's like, it's not a big deal now. Like, I'm so used to like big walls now and shit. But back then I was like, okay, this is like one of those like steps I'm going to go over. And, you know, once I went over it, it was like, okay, it's okay. You know, it'll be fine.
What do you do to keep yourself like refreshed, like, you know, like creative? What do you feel like gets you in that zone?
Like in general, you mean? Mm-hmm. Or just like when I'm in a painter?
In general, I mean, I guess we just keep, you know, because sometimes you have certain hobbies or certain things that you do pretty often that at some point you kind of feel like, I got to step back, you know? Like, how do you go through that?
There are times where I am just too close to a project where I'm working on it consistently for days.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a moment where I get stuck, I pull away. Like, and you have to pull away. If not, your mind is just going to keep being tangled. So I pull away to kind of untangle my mind. And that can be seriously like watching a movie or taking a walk or writing something down or I don't know, but just not working on that specific project. But there's times where, I don't know, like, I think a lot of times too, I mean, because I've gone through art blocks as well as anybody has, you know, art, writing, whatever. And it's just kind of like, Actually, sorry. That was happening to me last year, too, during the whole COVID thing. I was kind of getting like a little art block. So what I was doing was just I was just chilling in my studio with, you know, some music on a piece of paper. And I was just doodling. And it could be like a whole lot of nothing. It could look like scrabbles or whatever. But it was just kind of like exercises for me to kind of like just relax and just, you know, for something to come out. And, you know, for me, that works, you know, for me, that works. So it's just kind of, if you're too close to something, pull away for a bit, you know, or if you're just, you know, if you can't make it through, just distract yourself. It's okay to distract yourself a little bit to kind of like, you know, refresh your mind. I think it's also your surroundings, to be honest. Your surroundings have a lot to do with, you know, whether you're going to be creating that day or you're just going to be thinking about something else or whatever.
Yeah. Like at this point in your career, do you find it easier to say no to certain things that just don't fit your criteria, or is it you kind of want to take those on?
I like to think of myself as like an all-around artist. Mm-hmm. Because my interests are not just one specific type of art or one specific type of medium. I love all types of things, and I'm really like, there's so many like art movements in history that I'm super in love with. But for example, I'm gonna use like the Renaissance period, where they never called themselves designers, they never called themselves artists. They were just craftspeople, craftswomen, craftsmen, and you know, they just did all this stuff. Like, it wasn't just one specific thing that they did. They did all these things. And I super, super admire that. I feel, at least just this is my opinion, but I don't like to get comfortable in something, because when I get comfortable, I just, you know, I'm too like relaxed. I like to always push the envelope for myself. Like, okay, this is cool, but what else can I do? You know? Mm-hmm. And here's another example. Actually, I'm currently sketching, some work for a house. This couple, they hit me up to paint their house, and you know, the first sketch, you know, we were kind of like, oh, maybe this way or that way. So and I love the process, because it's pushing me to things that maybe I wouldn't have thought about. And that's why I like working closely with community or other people, because I can always put in my own opinions, my own thoughts, my own style. But they're going to always push me to something more, like, okay, how about this? Or can you add mm-hmm. this or that? And I love that. To me, that's like, you know, growth, evolution, all that. So I'm always down for that. Yeah.
That's good. I like the whole Renaissance reference. Cause yeah, they were just fucking doing the statues.
Anything. Pottery. And they were never like designers or artists. They're mm-hmm. just craftswomen or craftsmen or whatever. And I love that. So
nice. And like, in terms of your personal, like when you do your personal art for yourself, like where does that come from? Is it going based off like things that you're currently feeling? Is it more of like a political thing that's going on, or like what drives your personal art?
My personal art is driven by my life experiences. It can be the present or the past. For sure, like all this stuff, like last year with the BLM protests and everything, I had so much political artwork that I used to do, and people would kind of like, I don't know, I don't think they cared for it, and that's fine, to each their own. But I was kind of able to bring all that back out, and like just kind of like, I had a friend that passed away, and one of the last things he told me was to do more like political things, as far as like what the cops are doing and everything. And I took that advice like for sure to heart, and I was like, you know, you're right, like we're, you know, artists are, we can be vessels, you know, we can be vessels mm-hmm. for something that we want to say or something the community wants to say. But my personal art, I guess, is, I don't know, my personal art is mainly driven by my own experiences, but at the same time, like when I'm given opportunities to paint whatever I want to paint, I also paint other people, or I paint, you know, their experiences, because I kind of feel like, I don't know, it's just kind of like giving a voice to the voiceless. Not that they don't have a voice, but it's just kind of like putting a spotlight on something specific or mm-hmm. something, you know.
Yeah, like an amplification or something, right?
Yeah. Like I was in Mexico and I had reunited with an old friend who told me about something really traumatic that happened to her. And how the community was kind of like shunning her a little bit. Not everybody, but just, you know, certain people. And it just kind of made her lose hope for herself. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me a lot of how I used to feel. And seeing somebody in that stage just like made me feel so many things, you know. And it's like, I don't know, even if nobody understands what the hell I'm doing, it's like, I understand it, you know, and certain people yeah. understand it. And she didn't know, but I ended up painting her, and I ended up painting her in this like very, you know, nice, beautiful setting where it's like, you know, she's kind of like, you know, at odds with life, but at the mm-hmm. same time, you know, it shows her being strong and like kind of reminding her of her strength, you know. And that piece of work, I mean, it's a public piece that's out there now, but the only real people that know what it's about is like me and her from the depths mm-hmm. of our own conversation. So does that make sense? It's like,
yeah,
I think it just depends, honestly. Like, it depends where I'm at. It depends what I'm feeling at the moment. It depends, like, what I'm being told as well. Like, if I'm talking to friends and it's like I want to highlight their experience, but in a positive light, like a reminder. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, and there's for sure other people who can, you know, maybe they don't know the full story behind it, but in this, they can still relate to it in a sense, you know, like, you know, there's certain things that you look at sometimes and you immediately connect with it, you know, and you know, like, okay, maybe I don't know this experience 100%, but it gives me a view of, you know, a little taste of what it might have been, you know, and I think that's when people start questioning it and start thinking a little bit more past just the pretty colors. I think that's when, you know, the art really connected with the viewer, you know?
Yeah. And I think too, like, I've been told that in the past where someone had told me like, oh, your art's just pretty. And I felt like, well, like, I guess, you know, yeah. But like, I also feel like I think that every artist kind of creates their own language in their artwork, whether you understand it or not. And I've said this before where my art has always been an open diary. But I'm the only one that can really read it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, people, they don't have to know what it means. And like, that's okay. I think most of the time I like for people to, instead of questioning me, well, which is fine. Like, they can question me, oh, what does this mean? Yada, yada. We have that conversation. But I like to ask them, well, what do you see in it? What does it mean to you? How do you connect to it? And I get some mind blowing answers where I'm like, wow, like, fuck the reason why I painted this. That shit is dope. Like, the way that they define it, the way that how they see it, pretty much. So the art, you know, it's from me, but it starts to be owned by like the residents around it, because they see their own connections to it. Like, oh, I see this reminds me of my mom, or this reminds me of this, or I see this as that. Like, they create their own story with the symbolism that I put on the wall. And I think that's like far more like doper than like anything.
Yeah. At least I know for a while here, I'm in like the Southeast LA area, like Bell Garden, Southgate. For a really long time, there was no, I mean, you know, people will, taggers, you know, graffiti artists will, you know, throw up, do their thing. But there wasn't really any place for artists to just do a mural or do something, you know? And the last couple of years, I guess it's been like this art project movement. Well, they'll do the boxes for the fucking lighting and then abandoned buildings or, you know, making artwork. And it's really cool because it beautifies a city. It just adds more character to it, you know?
Definitely. And I've done a few of those boxes. They're pretty cool. I went from like being super intricate with them, doing every side different, to like, just, you know, like, because sometimes I make things so much harder for myself just by all the detail I add. But no, I totally agree. It adds a lot to the space. And, you know, just kind of seeing art go from like utility boxes more to like mural projects, you know, like community based. And so it's, you know, it's a nice, it's like a nice evolution of, you know, the art world that I've been seeing here.
Yeah. Do you have any like recommendations for people who, like, you know, let's say, like, for me, example, like, I have a son, he's showing very early signs of like artistic skills, you know, and it's, you know, I'm doing my best to try to like continue manifesting it and like having him let it grow naturally, you know, but from your experience, what is it like some tips that you would recommend to somebody in that position? So like to a kid, like let's say there's a bunch of little kids near you right now and they're like, hey, Miss Yellow, how do I keep going?
Like, well, that's the thing. If how do I keep going, it's like, that's it, you keep going, you know, not being like embracing what they're doing, because they may or may not be an artist at the end. They could be so many other things, but it's just there's certain things in art that you can take to any type of career, like being consistent, being patient, you know, working hard. It's just like, there's so much, you know, so much you can do, but I feel like for young kids, you know, keeping them open to like art around them. There's so much art in LA. We're so lucky to be in LA. And I say that because everywhere in the world I go, everybody wants to come to LA. You know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. like one of the main cities in the world, and there's so much art here. So if there's like a mural going up, you know, go take them to go check it out. You know, chances are, you know, the artists will be cool with you talking to them, and, you know, you can kind of like conversate a little bit. The kid can like, you know, the child can see like the process. You know, even like workshops, there's a lot of grassroots organizations that have been popping up. And I think that's so important, because I didn't know of anything like that growing up. Being around like-minded people. I was also teaching workshops at Boys and Girls Clubs. It's like you have a setting where kids can all connect. And then plus the connection, now they're doing art, you know, with this class, and you know, they can all like talk amongst themselves and, oh, how about you do this, or how, you know, because mm-hmm. if you're surrounded by like-minded people, you know, I see how their minds work, and they're all helping each other, like, oh, you should do this, or what about this? And, you know, and so it kind of helps them to like do more and go out of their shell. But I guess just overall being present, being supportive, you know, wanting to show them maybe like art going up in real time. Mm-hmm. I would say for you, like, maybe there's a whole art project going on right now in De La Mole Swap Meet in Compton Carson area, and it's being curated by my homie. So pretty much every day there's at least one person out there painting, and that's going to be going on for a few weeks, because that building is not finished.
Nice. Yeah.
So like, I already finished my wall. So I've been seeing more and more families come through with their kids, and, you know, sometimes they want to talk to me. So I step out and talk to them. So, you know, just like showing them, you know, you know, yeah, like there's so much stuff like that going on that you can, you know, and galleries as well. Yeah. Galleries always have like art workshops or scheduling going on that involve the community, that you can like have your kid come through and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm going to take a bunch of those. I'm going to re-listen to this later. I'm going to take notes on all that. No, it's just important, you know. There's just, again, growing up for me, it was, I never knew of these resources. I'm not like an artist or anything, but I like being creative, but there wasn't any place where I can go and, you know, just hang out and draw or something, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's why I've tripped out so much, in a good way, though, how art has totally, you know, the direction that art has gone in LA and just the world too, you know, people are open to it more. People want it. People want to understand it. People want their own narrative up on the wall. Like, they want to see something that they can resonate with. Like, a lot of people are more down for art, I feel.
Yeah. Let's hope that keeps going, you know?
It's, yeah.
But we're at that time. Nuria, thank you. I mean, Ms. Yellow. It's not Nuria. It's Miss Yellow here. Thank you for coming on the show. If people want to find your artwork, if people want to see what you've done in the past, where can people find your stuff?
So I am on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook and Tumblr too, under Miss Yellow Art. And that is MS Yellow Art, one word. And usually my Instagram is the one that I kind of keep up to date the most. So you guys can hit me up and check out my work there.
All right. Awesome. Well, again, Miss Yellow, thank you again for taking the time to come out. And I hope that next time you have something going on like a mural, and if it's being live streamed, let me know. I'll share it and be like, yo, check it out.
Cool. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate you for letting me come on and have this cool conversation.
No worries. Well, you enjoy the rest of your night. I'll keep in touch. Take care.
Bye-bye.